The Welt says over a mashal from the Chofetz Chaim, b'negeya to the different kufis that we go through till we come to Yom Kippur. So the Chofetz Chaim was masbrit with such a mashal. He says there were two Yidden that they came together in the city of Varsha, And they had to go on a train ride to a distant city. And there wasn't geschmack to travel on the trains. Trains were full of goyim. One yid sees another yid, so he has a pesachava to go with him on the train. So he goes over to him and he says to him, "Vugeistu, where are you going? To which city are you going?" So he says he's going to the city of Krakow. His destination is Krakow. So the first he tells him, "You're going to Krakow? I'm also going to Krakow." Mali Simcha, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, we could go together. We could take the trip together." And they sit down on the train together, and the two of them schmooze, Meret Zazamen Tzvayiden, sitting on the train. And from Varsha to Krakow, it's 10 stops along the way. And as soon as they get to the first stop, the first yid gets up and he's getting ready to leave the train. So the other yid tells him, he says, "Where are you going? You told me that your destination is Krakow. So why are you getting off the train over here?" So he says, "My destination is Taka, to get to Krakow." He says, "But I'm not like you. You're a rich man, and when you come to Varsha and you have to get to Krakow, so you buy already a ticket over here to bring you to your final destination." He says, "I'm a poor man, and so I have to this 10 stops from over here, from Varsha till you get to Krakow." He says, "I have to stop by every one of the stops, work a little bit, put together some money, and then I take the trip till the next stop. The next stop, I get off the train again, work a little bit more to be able to move on to the next stop." He says, "A poor person doesn't have the money, the wherewithal to make the trip and to be able to buy the ticket to make the trip in one shot. He has to stop along the way, to stop along by every one of the platforms in order to gain the resources to be able to continue." And so the Chofetz Chaim said, the same thing is b'negeya to uns Yidden. When it comes before Yom Kippur, we're getting ready for the Yom HaDin, HaGadol VaHaNoira. So we need different stops along the way to be able to gather energy, to refresh ourselves. The first stop is Rish Chodesh Elul. We say L'Dovid Hashem Oiri, we blow Shofar, we start the Avodah of Elul. And the next stop along the road is when we come to Yimei Slichus. Yimei Slichus, we're not the kind of a person or the kind of people that we can go with one burst of energy, we can work our way all the way till we get to Yom Kippur. So now we stop again, and it comes to Yimei Slichus. So we look now for a new Isayiris, until we should be able to come to Rosh Hashanah, Seris Yimei Tshuva, and to Yom Adin. Chazal tell us about the Teichacha, the chilik in the Teichacha that we say in Parshas Vayikra, to the Teichacha that we say before Yom Adin, before Rosh Hashanah, in Sefer Mishneh Torah. And Chazal point out different chilukim between the two teichachas. One of the chilukim is klalei shebeteres kainim beloshin rabim nemru. Shebe Mishneh Torah beloshin yochid nemru. The teicha that you have in Vayikra is said beloshin rabim. The teicha that we have in Mishneh Torah, what we lain, Parshas Kisavai, that has to be lain before we get to Rosh Hashanah, so that has to be, that's Dafke in Loshen Yochid. And in some of the Svarim Amazba, that why is it Dafka the Teicha that we lain before Yom Adin has to be lain Beloshin Yachid? So there's a limud over here. And the limud is that we know that when it comes to Yom Adin, so everybody knows that they have to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. But we have a tendency that we like to make a Cheshbon for somebody else's Nefesh, Lav Dafka for our own Nefesh. Or perhaps the better way to say it is, like it says in the Svarim, Boiv and Achshav Cheshbonai Shalayla, that we don't mind doing so much. Make a Cheshbon for the ganze Welt. Let's figure out what's going on in the world. Where is the world headed? But it comes a time when a person has to be able to make a protistic cheshbon. A cheshbon for himself. Let's forget about everybody else. And let's a little bit put of our mind the cheshbon, cheshbonai shel olam, and look at each individual. Person to look at himself, his milas, his chesroinus. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, kol bayi olam yavru lefanecha kivnei moroin, every yochid v'yochid comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyom adin. So we come, each yochid comes by himself. And if each yochid comes by himself, so that's the way he has to look at himself. Every yochid comes for Din Rosh Hashanah, each Yochid with his Kishrin, his abilities, every Yochid with his lave, every Yochid with his personal Nisyonis, every Yochid with his Gvuras HaLev, his personality, his abilities. Every Yochid comes with what he has to offer and what he's all about. And that's how he comes, the Yom Adin. And that's the limud that we have to learn up. And that's why when we lay in the Teichacha, we lay in the Bedavka Beloshin Yochid, we're speaking to, the Torah is speaking to each individual. And the person should chap that, should realize that, that it comes a time when the Yochid, Kol Yochid V'Yochid, has to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh B'negeya to himself. It's Bakan to Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells over a Maisa, Reb Elezer ben Dudoy. The Gemara calls him Reb Elezer ben Dudoy because of the limudim that Reb Elezer ben Dudoy taught us b'negeya to doing tshuva. The Gemara tells us that before Reb Elezer ben Dudoy did tshuva, so he would understand from the Gerester Rishoyim that there was in the Welt. He was a person that was totally shakua in chet. And the Gemara says that et azay gemeint that lo hiniach zayna achas until he found out epis gemacht atois. There is epis. A zayna, and memela, he had a taiva fader zayna eichet. He was so shakua in chet that there was no way that this person could possibly be memala his taiva, and he was ready to go bekarche ayam. He was ready to go to the other side of the world, like we would say, in order to be memala his taivas. The Gemara says that he went over Shivan Naharis, seven Naharis, in order to be over on the Aveira. The Maral says Shivan Naharis means seven separate obstacles. The number of seven, he says, tells us that each one was Bazunda. He overcame seven obstacles in order to be able to be over the Aveira. Perhaps the obstacles had to do, maybe it was his background that was holding him back from doing the Aveira. Maybe it was the busha, the embarrassment, We don't know. The Gemara doesn't tell us. But there were things that were holding him back, and he went to overcome each one of these things in order to be over the Aveira. And the Gemara tells us, Vaitam, that he went to be over the Chet with the Zayna. So the Zayna herself was aimed on the fact that this person was so shakua in Chet. And the Mefarshim HaMazba, Marala's Mazba, that was what she said to him was, Oid Ma'at, if you go one step further, so then it's not shayich by you to do tshuva klal. You're at the brink. There's a person can go just so far. You should know that you're in the brink of, like we say, falling off the side of the cliff. One more aveira you're over, and you're not going to be able to do tshuva. So Reb Elezer ben Dudoy, when he heard this coming from the mouth of the Zayna, so he understood that this was a simen min hashamayim. I feel that the Zayna is telling him something that he needs to know. This is his last chance to do tshuva. One more step, all is lost. He's reached, like we say, a point of no return. Omar, so the Gemara tells us that Reb Elezer ben Dudoy wanted to do tshuva, but he couldn't do tshuva. He felt by himself that he was already too far gone that he should be able to do tshuva. So the Gemara says, he said, Horim ugvois bakshu alai rachamim. Horim ugvois, the mountains and the valleys. So he begged of them, Bakshu alai rachamim, help me out that I should be able to do tshuva. Shemayim v'oretz, Bakshu alai rachamim. The himmel and the earth, help me that I should be able to do tshuva. Shemesh v'yareach, Bakshu alai rachamim. Kechavim u'mazolos, he asked of all of these different things, help me out that I should be able to do tshuva. The Sforim de Mevar, what does this mean exactly? That he should stop and he should say, Shemayim v'oret, Shemesh v'yoreach. What does this mean? Mesok Tibet from the Aris Dvash, that the Aris Dvash was Mevar the Gemara on such a mahalach. Horim, he says, Ze Oviv, Esayinai ala Horim, this is a remez to a person's background, his fathers, the Zaydis, the Elder Zaydis. He wanted to find a place to put the blame of why he came to the matziv that he was in. Bakshu alai rachamim. Help me to take part of the burden of the fact that he was shokua in so much hate. And he said, it has to do with my background. It has to do with the chinuch I got from my father, from my rabbeim. It's their fault. Gvois, imois, has to do with his mother. Shamayim, he touches up, refers to gedolei hador. There wasn't enough hadrocha in the generation. The hadrocha that's supposed to come from the gedolei hador that refers to the shamayim. So they didn't give enough hadracha to the generation, or else they didn't set a good enough example for me to learn from. Vaita, it's not my fault. Oretz, when he referred to Oretz, the lowest thing that you have in the ground, so he's referring to Anoshim Shefelim, low people, people on a low madrega. I didn't have good friends. I didn't have good chavrusas. The reason that I fell to such a low matziv, vaita, it's not my fault. It's my friend's fault. Kechavim u'mazolos, referring to his mazel. Different people are born under different mazolos. Vos meintas, people are born in different mazolos. people are born, from the moment that they're born with different personalities, different midas. Everybody has some midas toivis, and everybody has some midas rois that they're born with, and they have to overcome, they have to work with. He says, I'm the type of a person, the type of personality that I had in the situation that I was in made it so that I just couldn't overcome my nisyonos. Maybe I was born lazy. I was born hyper. I was born shy. I was born just not motivated. That's just the way I am. I'm just not motivated. Beiker, the sum total of everything that he was saying is all of these things, share the blame with me. Share the blame with me so that I should be able to do tshuva. I should be able to point the finger at somebody else, something else, to be able to take the blame. It's not my fault that I am the way I am. That's how they're masber, and they go through every one of the kudis that Reb Lezer ben Dordoi tried to say. In every one of these different nekudas that he mentioned, the Gemara says they answered back, Ad shenevake shalecho, nevake shel atzmeinu. What does the Gemara mean? Everybody's responsible for themselves. Don't try to put the blame someplace else. Stop it. It's all over. Reb Lezer ben Dordoi, you gotta take the blame yourself. And you have to take yourself into your own hands. And that's the only way you'll be able to do tshuva. So the Gemara says that Reb Lezer ben Dordoi, after he heard what the Shemaim and the Oretz, what they had to say, Ein adover toli elubi, hiniach reishe ben berecha v'go b'b'chia at sheyosso nishmosa. He did tshuva. Yotzitzo bas kol v'omra Reb Lezer ben Dordoi mezumen l'chai olam haba. Once he made up his mind that Ein hadover toli elubi, it's my life, I did it, it's my fault. I could have succeeded. I could have overcome every one of the obstacles that was in front of me. There were obstacles. Everybody has obstacles. Everybody has nisyonos in their lives. But at the same time, everybody has koiches. And everybody has the ability to be able to overcome those obstacles. And Aymazai Reb Lezer ben Dordoi took responsibility for himself. And the moment he took responsibility for himself, and he made up his mind, Ein hadover tolui ela bi, so then he was zeicha to do tshuva. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh said about Reb Lezer ben Dordoi, Mezumen l'chai olam haba. Yotzitzo bas kol, Reb Lezer ben Dordoi, Mezumen l'chai olam haba. Bocher Rebbe v'yomar, yesh kain olamai b'sho'achas, v'yesh kain olamai b'kama shonim. There are some people that are kain olamai b'sho'achas, in an instant, they're kaina, they're olam, and there are some people that it takes them years and years until they're kaina, they're velt. And perhaps with this hemshech in the Gemara, what the Gemara is telling us is, some people, it clicks in a moment that they're responsible for themselves and they have to take themselves into their own hands. And some people take some years and years, walk around all of their lives with excuses, and they never really stop to learn the lesson that Ein hadover toli ela bi. See them to say over a vort. Ubikashtem misham es Hashem aleikecho. The pasuk says, Ubikashtem misham es Hashem aleikecho matzasa Kisidrishenu b'cholavavcho v'chol nafshecho. B'kashtem isham es Hashem aleikecha. I want to be oyle b'madregis. I want to come to madregis in Yirah Shamayim. But in order for me to be oyle b'madregis in Yirah Shamayim, I have to go over there. B'kashtem misham, someplace over there. Where is over there? I don't know exactly, but it's not here. And when I get there, it's vaita going to be misham es Hashem aleikecha. Umatzasa, and when are you going to find es Hashem aleikecha? Kisidushenu b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshecho. When you'll stop to realize that if you're looking for Hashem aleikecha, so you'll be able to find him b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshecho. You don't have to go someplace else. In fact, if you'll always be looking for someplace else, so you're never going to find him, because he's right here. B'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. Perhaps this is what the Mishnah says, that Hillel HaZaken said, im ein ani li mi li. If I'm not going to take care of myself, if I'm not going to be a maven of myself and know for myself and take myself into my own hands, there's nobody else that could do it for me. Zok Dibber Epes Havort, we clap in Al-Chet, Al-Chet Shechatanu Lefanecha Ba'ines Uverotzin. So, Berotzin, we understand what it means, a chet that a person does beratzin. But what does it mean, al chet shechatanu lefanecha ba'oynis? Befrat, it's not for us to get into the lomdash shaila now, but there's a ganzer shaila of oynis. If a person is over something ba'oynis, if it has the shem of a chet, if it doesn't have the shem of a chet, if it doesn't have the shem of a chet, say, b'zay, what are we saying when we say, this is shtok in chet. Person does something ba'oynis, so there is no chet. Why are we clapping in al chet for? And befrat, we're putting it together. Ba'oynis uberotzin. Rotzin is mistakib sagreis a chet. Oynis is afilunaniach, obsaklein a chet. So metaiched in the svarim, al chet shechatanu lefanecha, that I had a rotzin to be an oynis. Not that it was ba'oynis, but I was merutza that I should be an oynis. I was looking to be an oynis. My excuse was that I was an oynis. Al-chei t'chotanu lefanecha ba'oynis uberotzin. The oynis was the fact that I found an oynis, that I was forced to do the chet, was because I had a rotzen to do the chet, and I couldn't do it because I know you're not supposed to do it. So what I did was I found an excuse, an oynis. I'm doing it because ich kann sich nicht helfen. I have to do it. That's why I'm over on the chet. Das ist der Teich, ba'oynis uberotzen, the rotzen to be able to find the oynis. I'm sure everybody has heard the story more than once, but maybe it's kedai to repeat the Maisa Bekitzer at this point. He had a cholam. The cholam was that he could find the treasure under the gate by the palace of the king. The cholam repeated itself again and again. And so he went to the gate of the palace of the king. There was a guard that was standing there, and he was looking for an etzah, how to dig up the treasure. Until finally the guard stopped him, and he said to him, what are you doing here? And finally he told him, he said, I had a cholam, that there's a treasure here. So he told him, he says, the narish ayid was the best. I had a cholam, the guard tells him, I had a cholam, that there's a treasure in the house of a Yid was Hayes Reb Chaikel. And you think that I'm going to go to this man. He didn't realize that this was the man that was in front of him. Do you think that I'm going to go to this Reb Chaikel to dig up the treasure? It's a dream. Forget about it. This Reb Chaikel realized that the reason that he had such a cholum, al samatonim in hashamayim, to go to the gates of the palace to look for a treasure, to find out that the treasure was by him. He doesn't have to look any place. He can go home into his little haiskala, not by the palace of the king, but in his little dalaramas that he was living in. And over there, he's going to find this treasure that he's dreaming about. That the first thing that has to go through a person's mind in order to be chayza b'tshuva, imein anili mili. So the second thing is, v'mloy achshav emosai. As mishteit far, zogin slichus. Becoming to be mevakish ma'kodesh baruch hu, that ha'kodesh baruch hu should be meichelos. Meichelos, chalila our chatoyim for the past year. To be meichelos, that perhaps we didn't do dvarim tovim that we should have done. To be meichelos for our shortcomings in bein adam lemakim. To be meichelos for our shortcomings in bein adam lechaveroi. V'im lo yachshav emosai. So now is the time that everybody has to come to terms with this hisayris, with this limud, that the Gemara is telling us that Reb Lezer ben Dudoy was Moise Nefesh to teach us. It goes down the Doire Doiris, Reb Lezer ben Dudoy, to teach us this limud. Eina dover toli elo bi. Person has to know that the hisayris has to come from within himself. Person has to do tshuva himself, take himself into his hands. Mahafin lamebeten taka, that we should daven b'leiv sholem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel our tefillos, and we should be zeicher to aksiva v'achsima teiva.